What's going on, family? It's your boy Pop. Welcome to another episode of the Sip Report. That's right. Listen, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I truly appreciate you, and I welcome you. So listen, you already know what we're in. Right now, we are in our series where I'm teaching directly out of my book, Ready, Set, Plan, and Post, which is your ultimate guide to be able to plan, create, strategize, and grow your online presence with irresistible content. And so as we've been going on through this series, as always, I pray that you're gleaning something and gathering information that you're going to be able to use. Why? Because information without implementation is useless, right? And so the whole idea of this series is for you to actually get all the tools that you need to be able to explode your online presence, right? That's why we're here. So as you know, the last few episodes, we dealt with mindset, right? We dealt with overcoming blockers that have been hindering you from creating and tapping into the creative person that you are and being able to explore that creativity. We've knocked all of those down. We've debunked all of those things that might be going on in your head and the narrative, the internal narrative that you may be telling yourself, right? Then we transition into Know Thy Audience, and that's where we meet each other again on this Sunday. We are going into Know Thy Audience Part 2, right? So I'm not going to do a recap. We're going to get right into it, right into what the subject matter for this particular episode. But just know that we spoke about in last week's episode, we talked about the four horsemen of understanding your audience, right? And so as we talked about understanding your audience is your North Star. If you do not know who you're talking to, then you won't know what to talk about, right? And so this is where we're getting confused because we don't know what to talk about simply because we're not totally clear on who it is that we're talking to, right? And so the object of this episode is to make sure that we are, one, identifying our audience properly, okay? And I'm going to share with you my OPP method that I use to nail down your audience. So then this way you can begin to start creating content specifically for them. And we're going to, out of the four horsemen that we talked about last week, I'm going to deal with two. So then this way, I don't want to overwhelm you with information. I don't want to overteach, because if I overteach, then you're not really going to be able to, it's going to be too much to try to digest. Okay. So we're only going to deal with two because I want you to be able to take these two. And I'm going to also pose two questions after we go over the subject matter of the first two horsemen. So then this way you can apply it right away. Okay. All right. So let's get right into it. As always, as I encourage you before, you definitely want to pick up the book. You can get a physical copy of the book. All of the links will be in the show notes here, also in the email. You can actually go ahead and purchase your physical copy. If you purchase your physical copy, it will be autographed by yours truly. And I also will allow, you also will be able to book a one-on-one call with me with the purchase of your physical book. You can also purchase the digital copy of the book as well. The link will also be in the show notes as well as the email as well. Here's why. Because I'm going to be going over and I'm going to be teaching the content in the book in detail. However, in order for you to be able to really grasp and really apply and implement the information, you definitely want to have the book on hand. And what's also dope about having the book is that we have parking lots in the book. You are able to take notes. You will develop a living, breathing document that you can always refer back to make sure that your content is on track, that you're not deviating from the mission, that you're not deviating from your messaging, that you're not deviating from ultimately the goal that you're trying to accomplish with your content, right? And that's to grow your following. That's also to be able to have impact, influence, and also to bring leads into your business so you can increase your income, right? And so what Ready, Set, Plan, and Post is going to do for you is it's going to give you the guideline that you need, or it's going to give you those kind of parameters or boundaries, creative boundaries, that you're going to be able to use to make sure that all of the key components of your messaging, of your content, is on point. All right. So let's get into the proceedings on this morning, okay? So, understanding that audience, part two. The two horsemen that we're going to be dealing with on today is going to be relevance and emotional connection, okay? Relevance and emotional connection. These are two pivotal pieces to the puzzle of you not just pivotal pieces of the puzzle when we're talking about understanding and knowing our audience, right? And these are going to be the things that are going to allow us to nurture a relationship with our audience that is going to turn them into merely scrollers to followers, but most importantly, into raving fans, community members, etc. Okay? So now, first and foremost, here's what we got to tap into, all right? I want to share with you my OPP method, because some of what I find is that a lot of us are talking to too many people. And the reason why we're not able to grow our following is because we're talking to too many people. We're overcommitting, right? If a bunch of people ask you to do something, right? And because you want to appease them, because you want to help out, right? Genuinely, you want to help them out. You say, yes, yeah, I could do that. Yeah, I'll do this. Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, I'll be there, right? Only to look at your schedule and realize that you done overcommitted, that you have told people, told six people that you're going to be someplace at 11 o'clock, right? Not realizing that you have overextended yourself, not because you intentionally overextended yourself or you intentionally overcommitted. It was just because of your genuine desire to help, your genuine desire to be there for these individuals, right? Caused you to overthink or caused you to be in a position where you extended yourself a little bit too thin. You feel what I'm saying? And so a lot of us are doing that with our content. Right? A lot of us have a genuine desire to help our audience, right? But because we haven't necessarily locked in on our audience, we try to talk to everybody and we end up talking to nobody. Shout out to my first business coach, Marcus Y. Rozier, my guy to this day, right? Incredible brother. He told me, I was victim of this, and he told me, that if you're talking to everybody, you're talking to nobody. I'm gonna say that again. If you're talking to everybody, you're talking to nobody. And that absolutely changed and transformed the way I even approach my content and the way that I approach my business ultimately, right? And so at first, it was a very difficult concept for me to grasp because I'm like, yo, what you mean? I was delusional. In thinking that I can, that my message was broad enough and wide enough to touch many people, right? And what I found is that I was not consistently hitting any benchmarks or goals because I did not know who my target was. So yeah, if I'm swinging, if I'm in a crowd of people and I just start swinging, yeah, I'm gonna hit a few folks, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm hitting the person that I intended to hit. And that's probably not the greatest example because I'm a nonviolent individual. However, you get the point. You feel what I'm saying? It's a difference between someone, if you're watching a movie, it's a difference between someone who has a machine gun and sprays up everybody and everything as opposed to a sniper, right? And what we want to do is we want to be snipers with our audience. Like we want to be snipers with who it is and be super locked in and focused on who it is that we're serving. So then this way we can make sure that our content is hitting our proper target. Okay. So if that's you, if you're talking to everybody, I want to admit to you and confess to you that I've been there. This was my story. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm not judging in any way, shape, or form. But I came across in my experience the error of that. And that's why I'm trying to steer you in another direction. All right? So let me go ahead and give you my OPP method. All right? My OPP method. Here we go. Hope you got your pen and your pad. All right? Here's how, if you don't know, if you're saying to me, you're listening to this and you say, Pop, I don't know who my audience is. I don't know who I need to be talking to. Right? and I'm just throwing my content up against the wall and hoping that somebody will like it and somebody will hit that follow button, right? If that's you, raise your hand. Okay, if you raise your hand, shout out to you. I can't see it, but if you did it, I appreciate you. I appreciate you cooperating, right? So listen, the OPP stands for Outcome, Person, Process. Outcome, Person, Process, okay? Let me break this down, and then we're going to get into our two horsemen, and I'm going to let you go. Outcome, right? So outcome simply speaks to what it is that you bring to the market. What is it that you of substance that you're bringing to the marketplace, right? What is that thing, right? What result can you get someone, right? What result can you get if someone was to work with you, if someone was to tap into your content, if somebody was to, you know, buy your product or your service, what is the outcome that they would get, right? What is the result that you can get them, right? Now, once you have identified what that result is, you go to your person. Now, the person refers to who could benefit most from that result or outcome. Who could benefit most from that result or outcome? I say most. Here's why. Because you may come up with your, you may look at your result that you provide or your outcome that you provide, and you could say, oh, well, this person can benefit from it. Also this person, also that person, also the other person. And that could very well be true. However, I want you to then dial that person group, right, down to who could benefit most from it. All right. Because once you have tapped into who could benefit most, then you're able to now laser focus in, and now you have your target. All right. So you have your outcome or result. You have your person who could benefit most from that result or outcome. The third thing, right, and this is what a lot of your content is going to be based around, is your process. Okay. How do you, in your process, simply speaks to how you get that person the outcome or result that you promised. Okay. There it is. So if you're struggling with what to post, if you're struggling with who your people are, right, we start with our outcome and our result, and we reverse engineer that thing to identify who benefits most and what our process is to make sure to ensure that we are getting that person the outcome that we promise. Okay. Does that make sense? Cool. All right. So now, with that being said, I want you to work on that this week, but let me get into these two horsemen. All right. Let's get into this two horsemen. So the reason why locking in this audience, locking your target is so important. As we talked about earlier today, earlier in this episode, okay? If you don't know who you're talking to, you won't know what to talk about, all right? And so this takes us into relevance. Now, in 2024, about to be 2025, if you created, and I can't even take credit for this example, shout out to my coach Dan Thomas. He gave me this example, it blew my mind, so I'm gonna share it with you, right? It's the gift that keeps on giving. We family, right? So the example that he gave, he said, what would be more relevant in 2024 if you created content about a typewriter or if you created content about ChatGPT? What content do you think would do better? It's a no-brainer, right? The content about ChatGPT is going to do way better than content about typewriting because ChatGPT is more relevant in today's time than a typewriter is, right? Who's using a typewriter still? There may be a few, right? But for the most part, people are using ChatGPT, all right? And so this is kind of encapsulates this idea of relevance. When you know who you're talking to, right, then you can begin to dig deeper into where it is that they are, what it is that they're doing. You begin to obsess over, right, the needs, the desires, the wants, the pain points, the challenges of your target or ideal audience, who is your North Star. Remember that. So now, when we're talking about growing our audience and when we're talking about attracting the right people, okay, being able to create content that is relevant to what it is that they desire, what it is that they want, what it is that they're trying to accomplish is extremely important, okay? If we do not know what, if we do not know these very basic things in regards to who our audience is, then it's going to be impossible for us to create content that is relevant. And we must create content that is relevant in order for them to identify us as the person that they need, right? Or the person who has the solution that they desire, okay? So as an example, all right, if your audience consists of young adults interested in fitness, this is coming straight out of the book, creating content about the latest fitness trends or workout routines is more relevant than you talking about dog walking. You feel what I'm saying? So you see the power of relevance, okay? And now, when you're relevant, what ends up happening is that people start to tune in because they feel heard. They feel as if you know them without you necessarily knowing their name, without you necessarily knowing them personally. It fosters or nurtures this sense of, oh, this person knows me. This person knows what I'm going through. This person knows what I'm challenged with, right? And so they start to attune their ear to you because you're talking their language. And I just did a SIP story about this. I'm going to actually be posting it probably tomorrow, Tuesday. Yeah, anyway. So they begin to attune their ear to you, all right? Once they begin to attune their ear to you because they feel as if they get a sense that you know them because of what you're talking about is relevant to where they are, then the second thing begins to happen, and this is even that much more potent and powerful, is that they develop an emotional connection with you, right? Why? Because every time they see you, you're talking about something that hits home, right? So they begin to feel heard, they begin to feel seen, and then they relate to you on a deeper than surface level. Now, shout out to my guy Marcus again. He schooled me to let me know that people buy emotionally, all right? So if you have tapped into, or if your audience now goes from just kind of viewing you to now every time you show up, they're not only getting information or value, but they're getting stuff that they're getting information and value that they actually need, relevance. Now you become the person that they go to. You're now their resource, right? And now whenever they are facing a particular challenge, guess who they're coming to? So now you become their emotional support. You become the person who is almost the mouthpiece of their struggle, right? And slowly but surely, they start to lean on you, right? And now they want to be a follower. Right now, it's like a no-brainer for them to be a follower of yours. It's a no-brainer for them to now join your community. It's a no-brainer for them to get your freebie or whatever that happens to be. It's a no-brainer because you have proven through your relevance, you have proven through the work that you have done after you established going through the OPP method, and now you know unequivocally who it is that you're talking to, and you're speaking directly to them. And now you've done your research where you can create content that is relevant to them. And now, because of that, the result of that is this connection that now makes you a household name in their brain. And this is a powerful position to be in, because now, and not powerful, and I don't mean that in a dictatorial way, right, where now you're reckless with the connection that you have made with your audience. Now you're now that you have them linked emotionally, now it is a much what's a greater responsibility, one, but two, now you are able to serve them at the highest level because all of their guards are down now, right? Now you can serve them at a, the highest level, right? And you could be of service to them. And you could be, and now you can really pour into them the way that you desire to pour into them, right? But there's levels to it, okay? So that is where we're going to stop, all right? That's where we're going to stop. Man, I could talk about this forever. So next week, we're going to deal with the other two horsemen, which is now conversion, and we're going to be talking about this trust, okay? And these are the other two components that are going to really round out your strategy, is really going to round out you as a brand and a person that has built no like and trust that your audience is going to lean into and tap into, right? And so we're gonna round that out in our next episode, and then we're going to go into in the book, we also are going to go into building out some personas or some avatars. All right. So you definitely want to tap into that. But until the next time, this has been another episode of the Sip Report. I love you to absolute life, and there's nothing that you can do about it. I pray that you gather, not only gather information, but now that we have gathered the information, now you go ahead and implement it. Right. So then this way you are actively building the momentum and building your content creation muscle so you can explode and get on out of here, because that's what I believe that you can do. And that's what I want you to do in 2025. All right. So as you know, as I mentioned in the beginning of the episode, the link to the workbook Ready, Set, Plan, Then Post is in the show notes as well as in the email. If you get the physical copy, if you buy yourself a physical copy, it will be autographed by yours truly. And I will also be and you will also be able to schedule a one-on-one strategy call with me as well. All right. And I can help you kind of build out your framework moving into 2025 so you can hit the ground running. You can also get the book in digital form as well. That link is also in the description. And I encourage you to go ahead and purchase that so you can follow along. So you'll be able to we have worksheets in there that you can complete that are going to help you to be able to, like I said, compile or have a living document where your strategy sits so you can always refer back to it. All right. So that is that. I'll see you next week. All right. Peace.